I think city-county relations stink, and it really disgusts me because it doesn't have to be that way.
That's District 1 candidate John Dingfelder, a Democrat who resigned from Tampa City Council to run for county commission. He's responding to an earlier claim of Hillsborough County Commission Chair Ken Hagen.
Unlike what you may read about in the papers at times, we've always had a great relationship with city council, with the mayor.
Hagen is a Republican hoping to replace Jim Norman in the commission's District 5 seat, which is a countywide post. Staunch conservative Norman is running for state senate. Hagen's main opponent is former Tampa City Councilmember Linda Salcena, who wasn't able to attend the forum. Independent candidate Jim Hostler is also in that race. Hagen says he knows he doesn't exactly have a reputation for being a firebrand on the commission.
And while I've not been the most vocal commissioner, I have been a consensus builder on our board.
Hagen was one of five commissioners that supported allowing voters to weigh in on the penny-on-the-dollar sales tax increase to fund transit. He said the people should at least have a chance to vote on the issue. Had Dingfelder been a commissioner at the time, he most likely would have been a yes vote, but for a different reason.
This is going to create jobs in construction. This is going to create jobs in architecture. This is going to create jobs wherever the stations are popping out of the ground. This is going to create condominiums, Starbucks, you know, shops, etc.
Sandy Merman, a former state legislator who's Dingfelder's Republican challenger, says while she thinks it's important that the question's on the ballot, the timing is off.
Tax increases cannot be an option in a bad economy. It will not help things grow and get back on track.
Another contentious issue voters will address in November is the question of whether to adjust the class size limits they adopted in 2002. Known as Amendment 8, it would remove hard caps for class size and instead require schools to determine class size limits by school averages. Today, the two candidates in a runoff for the Hillsborough County School Board's at-large District 6 seat weighed in. April Griffin is the incumbent.
One of my main oppositions to the hard caps, the hard class-by-class caps, is the impact that it's going to have on our elective courses, our career technical courses, our arts courses, because the focus for the class size amendment is on the core classes, the language arts, the math, and the science.
In the primary, Griffin was in a four-way race that also included Christian activist Terry Kempel. She now faces preschool owner Sally Harris. There's not much of a difference between the two, at least when it comes to class size.
We have to be very careful not to lose those extracurricular activities. Those are some of the key components that keep a lot of our children in school. And so I think flexibility and giving us a little more leeway on that is the only way that we can go.
Today, a candidate in another nonpartisan race got some face time. Kelso Tanner is one of five candidates running for Soil and Water Conservation District 5. He says the seat may be all the way at the bottom of the ballot, but it's nonetheless an important one.
The goal of the board is to solve local natural resource problems with quality technical services. It receives its finances from the county commission, and the district has a close working relationship with the U.S. Department of Agriculture Natural Resources Conservation Service. And they also, what they do is they also put on competitions for junior high and high school for land judging and for public speaking, and they give out scholarships. I believe their budget's between $400,000 and $500,000 a year, and they meet three times a year.
An opponent of Amendment 4 also spoke, though no one who was in favor of it showed up. Also known as hometown democracy, it would give voters veto power over every proposed change to their local comprehensive land use plan. April Schiff is government affairs chair for the South Tampa Chamber of Commerce. The pro-business organization endorses Rick Scott for governor and Marco Rubio for U.S. Senate. Schiff says that Amendment 4 proponents wouldn't exactly be preaching to the choir at a Chamber of Commerce event.
It's no secret that the Chambers of Commerce across the state of Florida have come out, many of them, including the Florida Chamber and the South Tampa Chamber, have come out in opposition to Amendment 4. And they were very kind. We talked to them. They called. I had a conversation with them. And basically, they didn't think that the amount of time we were giving them to present in the environment that they were walking into was worth it for them.